So about 10 years ago this month, I was at a baby shower. We were celebrating some friends who were about to become parents. Somehow, I ended up talking with one of the grandmothers-to-be. I don't remember how this conversation began, but I found her telling me about one of her daughters who had just returned to college and had started a new career in nursing. She went on to say that she herself had been a nurse for more than 30 years. Now, this woman could tell a story, and she went on and on and on in great detail about how unimaginably hard nursing is, but she spent just as much time describing her love for her profession and how deeply grateful she was for the opportunity to enjoy such a long, rewarding career. I was captivated, but in the way you hear about a fairy tale with a happy ending. I was jealous of her daughter's ability, willingness, and success in finding a second career that she loved. I could not even consider how one might actually go about making such a dramatic change. It truly seemed impossible to me, a mere fantasy. It was a fun and delightful conversation, and one that was almost immediately forgotten. You see, at that time I was unemployed after having been laid off earlier that year. I had been working in computer software development, and it was a job that had provided well for me and my family for many years. In the height of the recession, finding a new job felt like an enormous challenge, let alone finding a new career. I had spent some time thinking about what I might like to do if I were to try my hand at something different, but I still had no answer to the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? I was feeling pretty lost and experiencing an enormous amount of pressure to help support my family. A year and a couple of part-time jobs later, we were making a 600-mile move to Charlotte, and I was looking into nursing schools in the area. The truth is that although I had always had something of an interest in healthcare, I had never considered pursuing nursing simply because I didn't think I was smart enough. While I had always been a good student in school, science was my worst subject, and I had avoided it as much as humanly possible. Yet here I was, preparing to take microbiology and human anatomy and physiology. It was the first time in my life I had thought about doing something where success was far from certain. In fact, I thought failure was a pretty good possibility. It was terrifying, and yet at the same time, part of me knew that I had to try. I had no idea what I was getting into. Nursing school is ridiculously hard in ways that are impossible to explain. It doesn't matter what else you've studied or how much you know about other subjects, the human body is astoundingly complex and mysterious. Self-doubt is a daily practice as you plod your way through classes, and the odds of survival seem slim. Yet many of us do survive and find ourselves signing RN after our names. Some of us are lucky to find jobs, and despite everything we learn in school, that's when the real learning actually begins. It turns out that the most challenging part of nursing is often not related at all to the physical sciences that we've studied. At the heart of nursing are the principles of caring and the idea specifically of caring for a whole person, not just treating illnesses. Healing is a process involving the mind, the body, and the spirit. So at the hospital where I work, we base our practice on the work of nursing theorist Dr. Jean Watson. She developed a very complex and extensive model of caring science that guides all of our interactions with our patients. This model includes core principles of practicing loving kindness, being authentically present, developing trusting relationships, creating holistic healing environments, cultivating spiritual practices, intentional caring consciousness in all aspects of even the most basic human care, and being open to miracles. you know, trivial stuff. So after practicing nursing for more than 5 years, I finally have some level of confidence in the knowledge and skills that I have acquired. I'm often a preceptor for new nurses, and I enjoy passing on some of what I have learned. But the truth is that every time I meet a new patient, while I may know something about their medical diagnosis, I have yet to learn their story. Caring for that patient requires me to walk into that room with an open mind and an open heart and the willingness to allow them to teach me who they are and what matters to them. To meet people every day with vastly different experiences and perspectives than my own and be allowed a small role in their journey toward healing, whatever that might look like, is a privilege and it is humbling. It's true that I started over in dramatic fashion almost 10 years ago with the unending support of my amazing husband and kids. Of all the blessings I have received along the way, none is more special than the daily opportunity to form real connections with people I have never met. This painfully shy introvert has come a long way from sitting alone in an office answering endless tech support calls. But we all start over in small ways all the time, every day. And every time we interact with someone and allow them to fill our cups, we are creating courageous connections and inviting transformation into our lives. May we approach each other and those we meet with empty cups, and may we remember to allow space for miracles.